This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eugene Jake Berthume, veteran and former resident of Worcester, Massachusetts, my hometown. And thank you very much, Jake, for taking the time to speak to us on this important day. Veterans Day, but also we're trying to raise money for a Clear Path for Veterans New England. And if you could tell the folks what branch you served in and your a little bit about your service experience.
Okay, I was a I was in the Air Force, and the unit I was in was an aircraft control and warning flight, and we were a mobile station, and we controlled we were sent to Germany. We got deployed for the Berlin Crisis.
Oh, man.
In 1961. We had, being a radar station, we monitored all air traffic, whether it be, friendly or foe. And at that time, we were part of NATO, so we always had two fighter jets on CAP, what they call CAP, which is continuous air patrol, mm-hmm. 24 hours a day, because it was a bad time in our lives.
Yeah, the Cold War.
And,
yeah.
Yes, it was. And then we, if they didn't appear as a friendly flight, then we'd vector fighters over to them, and, to check it out, see what it was. When we were there, we were, interested or involved in all air traffic, but at the same time, having control of fighter planes. We decided, well, not we, I wasn't part of the decision making, but we were ordered to experiment with ground control interdiction type missions. So because we were in NATO, all the pilots, the common language was French. And we needed a French air traffic controller. So I, being French, volunteered and got involved with these combat teams that were going to be deployed behind lines, whether they were going in by land or airborne insertion, and to run interdiction missions on troop movements, trains, anything that any type of thing that presented itself. Fortunately, it didn't come to that, and I came home.
Yeah, that's great. And but that must have been quite a time to be there, early 60s. I mean, the wall was going up. In Berlin, that was one of the hotter points, I guess you could say, of the Cold War. I mean, the tensions must have been really high.
They were, and we went there specifically because of the wall going up. And 40 years later, I watched on TV as they tore it down.
How did you feel when you saw that?
Pretty emotional.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that. You went there to try to, I guess, just stop or defend against, and then seeing it come down. Did you get a feeling like a feeling of victory or satisfaction or anything like that?
No, I didn't have any animosity. I think what I felt was that it just closed the chapter in my life that I had such a part in. And, as a young man, I was only 20 years old when I got sent over there.
Yeah.
So was just kind of like, I was just happy to see it end and happy to, it came down and things could get better.
Yeah, and it came down in a peaceful way for the most part.
Yes, I went back to Germany about 3 years ago, and I went into Berlin, and I got a little piece of rock from it.
Oh, good.
So... And I saved it.
That's awesome. Well, Jake, we're doing this for Clear Path for Veterans New England, and they have so many programs that help out veterans of all ages, of all wars. One of the things that you recently took part in was an honor flight. And can you tell us a little bit about that experience?
Yes, yes, it was a great, great time. I was at a veterans meeting, and the people from Honor Flight were there, you know, recruiting veterans to ask if they'd be interested in going to an Honor Flight. And I gave them my name, and had to come up with, you know, my DD-214, et cetera. And they contacted me later on saying that I had been selected, and that I would probably be going in October, which I went on October 19th. It was just unbelievable. I got to the airport at 4 o'clock in the morning, and there were 100. We had 75 veterans there and 75 chaperones. Each veteran had to have a chaperone, and there were tons of volunteers, people like, you know, from ClearPath, and actually the airlines. All the airlines were, you know, volunteers volunteering. Even the airplanes were donated by Spirit Airlines.
Oh, nice.
And they fly four times a year from my city anyway to Washington for it. It was an excellent time. It was well organized. And I was with World War II veterans, Korean veterans, Vietnam veterans. And it was just like all home week. We all just melted together. We saw all of the World War II memorials, the Vietnam memorial, the Korean one. And then when we came back, we had the most awesome reception I ever saw. There had to be a couple thousand people there waiting.
Wow. That's amazing.
It was like a parade that I saw when I was younger, when thousands of people showed up for a parade. Today you don't see that.
And how important is that to not just you, but to the other veterans you were with, getting together, sharing the experience, taking the trip together? You know, how important is that to veterans, to be with other veterans and share their experiences?
I think it was very, very important, because I don't want to use the coined term. If you haven't been here, you don't know what it's like, but it's true.
Yeah.
Everybody just opened up and, you know, and talked about how they never had a chance to really express themselves about what happened or talk to somebody else about it, because there's really nobody around other than the VA that will listen to what you did or what happened to you. You know, it's just everybody's so busy working today. Unless you go to a Legion post or a VFW post, you're not with the people you're with, and at least can share some of your problems that you have as readjusting back into civilian life.
And was that a big challenge for you when you left the Air Force, of getting used to civilian life again?
It was. I would say that even I went to college after I got out, and I would say that we weren't really accepted at the college, and sometimes I wonder if my grades didn't reflect that.
Hmm. And
that was right. And that was right in Worcester.
Oh yeah, where'd you go to college in Worcester?
Clark University.
Oh, Clark, right there on Main South.
Yeah.
So, but you know, ClearPath for Veterans New England, they have so many programs that get veterans out or together and get them participating in things together, and
exactly,
and talking. And you know, and that's why we're trying to raise money so they can keep those programs going, and help guys like you and other veterans, you know, just to let them know that you're not alone. You know, you're
yeah.
Not, yeah, you know. And were you able to share experiences not just from other veterans of your own generation, but maybe some of the younger guys too?
Yes. Well, the thing is, we were kind of, there was no younger ones really.
They haven't got down into
post Vietnam yet.
Oh, okay.
But out of the 13 or 16 million U.S. veterans from World War II, there are only approximately 450,000 still alive. So they're dwindling very, very fast from World War II.
Yeah.
And very shortly, in another year or two, we'll be out of those veterans.
Yeah.
They'll all have passed. But ClearPath is doing a fantastic job. I don't know if you're aware of some of the benefits that they have, but they have a program where they're training dogs for people with PTSD.
Right.
And I think they have right now about 8 or 9 dogs that are in training, and it is so involved because it's like the dogs go there every day to school, but at night they have a foster family that has to come pick them up and take them home and take care for them, and then the next day that foster person has to bring them back in the morning to go to school. It's like taking someone else's child to school.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. It's just some of the programs they have are they're just getting off the ground now, and they're doing a fantastic job of it.
Yeah, specifically with the service dogs you're talking about, you know, that takes a lot of resources. Not only the family taking care of the dog, and then the training and transportation and care and everything, that takes some money. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, raise money to keep programs like that going, because those help. Those definitely help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And it benefits the people with PTSD, because the people that suffer from PTSD have deep-rooted problems of things that they did and saw, and they really can't explain it to anybody, and it's something that they live in their conscious forever. Even the people that were in World War II, they may not speak about it all the time, but these people will tell you when they're talking to you that they'll never forget what they saw, and they think about it every night.
And like you said, it's even more beneficial if you can talk to somebody who's had a similar experience.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Jake, thank you so much for taking the time today. Thank you very much for your service.
Mike, thank you, and I hope I see you on Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.